Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, innuendo bingo cookery special now on Radio 1. Ainsley Harriott. You don't think of him as a filthy boy, do you? But check out this bit of innuendo bingo from earlier in the week on Ready Steady Cook.
Do I expect something a bit Spanish in here today, then?
That's for me to know and you find out.
Oh, really? Will you come later on and have a bit of a nibble? Will you come later on and have a bit of a nibble?
Now, we already know that Jamie Oliver on Jamie at Home, his show, is complete filth. We played this one before.
So we got the flowers done, we got my balls ready, and I'm going to make a lovely light batter.
Do you think they're doing it on purpose? Oh, they must be.
I'm getting really suspicious
about
this show.
They must be.
So you know if you've got nice batter, finger in. Does that sort of thinly coat it? Absolutely. Beautiful. Happy with that. Now what I want to do is get my lovely balls and just plop them into that silky batter. Shake the balls about. Happy days.
I'm sorry, that they are doing it on purpose.
And even your balls. Pick your balls up very gently and plop them in the oil. Right, let's get these babies out.
Right. Okay, that's bad enough. Listen to the latest episode. He's been at it again. This is what makes me think they are doing it on purpose.
I'm so excited. This one goes in. Right, so that stabs into it. So you got a little bit of traction control there. And then I want to put this in. Please work, please work, please work. Otherwise, it was a waste of my excitement. Ah! Oh, it's hot. It's working. Look at it. That has completely made my day. Now, see all that lovely juice that's come out? Let's have a little taste.
Right, it gets worse.
You can get spit roasters on the internet or really good independent cooking shops. And, you know, spit roasting is mega.
Oh, my God.
Spit roasting is mega.
National Radio 1.
Nikki.
Hi, Scott.
Now, tell us all about Cass, please.
Okay, she's my little girl, and she's just turned 11. She's a great little kid. She's gone through a bit of a difficult time in the last 12 months.
Okay, what's happened?
She had a fantastic little friend called Gabby. They started school together, and they were pretty much inseparable from the age of four. We were very close as families. So the kids used to go to school together every morning, come home together every day. They were always falling out and getting back together. And they did extra things like dancing and stuff like that together. They were just pretty much together all the time. They came as a pair. But last year, Gabby's family went to France on holiday, and very sadly, they were in a fatal car accident. And so Gabby and her father were killed. Right. And it was really, really hard on all of us, especially Cass, because she was so young and it was so difficult for her to understand.
And this is when Cass was 10?
Yes, it was when it was just before her 10th birthday. And, you know, from that very day going forward, her entire life changed.
She must have been devastated.
It was so hard, yeah, it was very, very hard.
Mm. And, I mean, that is a huge ordeal for a girl of 10 to go through, isn't it?
Yeah, and she's quite a young 10. So it was so hard for her to understand. And there were times where, you know, she would talk about Gabby coming back. And then we'd have to explain that that wasn't going to happen. So it was very sad.
Yeah. Tell us about Cass. What kind of little girl is she?
She's full of fun. She's quite placid and she's quite shy. But she's got a really mischievous streak. And she's really into her sort of her drama and her singing and dancing. So she's forever got the radio or a CD on and she's dancing around the house, singing her head off. She's really good fun.
What was she like when this happened with Gabby?
She became very quiet. She kind of withdrew into herself a little bit. The funeral didn't happen for quite some time because it happened in France and the injuries and stuff. So that it just all seemed to be very drawn out for her.
I mean, she's been so brave, hasn't she?
She's been absolutely fantastic through it. And
didn't she go in and read at the funeral as well?
She did. Yeah, she was so brave. I couldn't believe it. She stood up in front of, oh, I don't know, 300 people, 400 people, and she read a Celtic blessing. And I was, oh, that moment, I was just so proud of her that she did that, because she put her own feelings aside and you know, did it for Gabby and for her family.
I know that Cass is about to start secondary school, isn't she?
She is.
Which would be hard as well, because obviously she would have been doing that with Gabby.
She would have, and to make matters slightly worse, is we decided to move away. So she's going to be starting a secondary school in an area where she doesn't know any children. So she's very nervous about that.
So what do you want to tell Cass?
I just want to tell her that Robin and I think she's a remarkable little girl, and she has been so brave this last year, dealing with all of the things that a child shouldn't have to deal with. And we're just so proud of her. You know, we tell her a lot that we're proud of her, but it just never seems enough. I just wanted to do something really special.
Which is why you got in touch?
Which is why I did, yeah.
Now, I do think there's something we can do to surprise Cass a little bit, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, that would be great.
And I know that you don't know anything about this, do you?
No, and I'm dying to know. I'm really dying to know what's going on.
Trust me, it'll be fine, OK? Right, listen, we'll give her a call and we'll surprise her after this, all right?
OK.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Radio 1. Now, we've been speaking to Nikki, who is the mum of Cass. Cass is just turned 11, and she sadly lost her best mate last year in a car accident. They basically did everything together. They walked to school, they did dance classes, they really were the best of friends. And Cass's mum, Nikki, just wants to let her know how proud of her she is and how brave she's been through the whole thing. That's right, isn't it, Nikki?
Yes, it is, absolutely.
Okay. Now, I've roped in some quite special help for this one.
You did.
You don't know what this is, do you?
No.
Okay. I know that Cass is a massive fan of one particular film, isn't she?
She is, absolutely, yes. High School Musical.
Okay. Why does she love that so much?
She just does. I think because she's really into singing and dancing, and so it's anything she would aspire to be is what those kids are on that film.
So she watches it a lot, yeah?
She does. She watches it a lot.
Wow. And she knows all the characters, she knows all the songs, she knows all the dances.
Yes, she does.
Okay. Right, well, I've got some people here to say hello right now.
Hi, I'm Zac Efron.
Oh, my God.
How's it going?
Really good, thank you.
It's Vanessa.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, what's up? It's Lucas as well. And Monique.
Oh, hi. And Monique, I'm
yeah.
here too.
We're all here. We wanted to say what's up.
Yeah.
Not one, but four actual members of the cast are here with me right now.
I cannot believe it.
So, guys, how long have you been in the UK?
Oh, we just got here yesterday.
Okay. Are you liking it?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah? Okay, now, I know it's the premiere, isn't it, this weekend?
Yes,
this coming Sunday.
Wow.
O2. At the O2.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dum, dum, dum.
Or, as I still call it, the Millennium Dome, and I always will. That's what it used to be called. Listen, I need a bit of a favour from you guys, if that's okay. You know about Cass, I just explained, right?
Yeah.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
How big a fan of High School Musical is she, would you say, Nikki?
She's just huge. She absolutely adores them.
Aww.
So, if she got a call from Zach and Vanessa and Lucas and Monique, that would be a good thing.
It would be incredible, though. I'm sure she's just going to be absolutely speechless.
She probably won't say much.
No, she won't say much at all.
Well, there's four of us. We can do a little
talking. Yeah, we can handle it.
We'll improvise. Huh?
Okay. So, we have to give her a call, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Okay, let's do
good,
it.
Good, good.
Hello?
Oh, hi. I was looking for Cass.
Hello.
Hey, this is Zac Efron from High School Musical. How you doing?
Fine.
Good, good. I brought some friends, and we all wanted to say hi.
Hey, Cass. It's Vanessa. I play Gabriella.
Hey, it's Lucas. I play Ryan.
And it's Monique. I play Taylor McKessie.
Yeah, how are you doing today?
Fine.
Good, good. What are you up to? We heard you're just about to go out.
Where are you going?
We're going on a train.
Oh, that'll be fun.
That should be fun. That should be good. I'm
glad.
Well,
we don't want to hold you up, but we've got some pretty exciting news for you.
Yeah.
We've heard that you've been really, really brave.
Yeah, we heard that you had a horrible, horrible time, that you just recently lost a friend.
Yeah.
And we're so terribly sorry about that. But we were wondering what you were doing this weekend. Do you have any plans?
Any you busy? Plans for Sunday?
No.
Ooh.
No.
You think you might have time to come to the High School Musical 2 London premiere?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Would you like that?
Yeah.
Well, we're inviting you to come.
I think you're going to be our guest. We got you some tickets.
Thank you.
Oh, good.
You're welcome.
Good. So you're going to be there, right?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, we can't wait to have you. It's going to be fun.
Now, be careful. There's going to be lots of cameras and lots of, you know, paparazzi, and there's going to be a blue carpet. It's going to be a whole big, big shebang. So be sure to look your best.
Get ready. It's going to be your first red carpet.
Okay.
Cass?
Cool.
All right.
Yeah?
Hi, it's Scott Mills from Radio 1.
Hello.
How are you? A little bit shocked?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, what we're going to do is we're going to find you a real nice hotel, okay? And we're going to get you all poshed up, and then you can go to the premiere, and you can meet the guys from High School Musical. How does that sound?
Yes.
Yay!
Good.
Sound good?
Looking forward to it, okay?
Now, do you know who might have written to me about you?
My mum.
Your mum? Yeah, you'd be right there. Now, she's on the line, so is there anything you want to say to her?
Thank you so much.
Was that a good surprise?
Yeah.
Yeah? And are we going to go and see them?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm really excited.
Are you? We can make some new memories, can't we? Some really good ones. Yeah.
Okay, listen, Cass.
Yeah?
We'll see you on Sunday, yeah?
Yeah.
Get some posh clothes on, and the guys will see you there.
All right, see you there.
We can't wait.
It's going to be so nice to meet you.
Bye.
Looking forward to it.
Bye.
Tell your mum you love her very much.
I love you very much.
I love you too.
Oh. Thanks, Nikki.
Take care.
Thank you.
And thank you, Cass.
Bye.
Bye, Cass.
See you guys soon.
Listen, thank you very much for coming in, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, we had a good time.
This is National Radio 1.
Right, so you know we play the flirt divert messages that get left on the phone on Mondays. Well, they also get texts as well, because it's like a normal phone. We just switch it on and get the texts. Today, off of the Friday Night Project, a man that I spent a hilarious evening with last night at the Prince gig at the O2 Arena, he likes a drink. He's very funny. Alan Carr. So here's Alan Carr reading out the Flirt Divert text.
I've seen your photo online. You are a stunner and I want you like a fat kid wants cake.
Nice. Nice kind of 50 Cent reference there. Yeah, like that a lot.
Any lady's going to go for that, clearly.
Cool. Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying anything about the people of Newcastle. I think Newcastle is a fantastic place and they have lovely people. But this person obviously doesn't.
Hey, honey bunny. Met you in Chicago's last night. I really, really like you, even though you come from Newcastle. Big kiss. Mwah.
Now, here's one that's happened to all of us at some point.
Hey, it's Jade. Can't remember last night at all. I can imagine I said things I shouldn't have. Please don't say nothing to no one.
That's pretty much the text that Alan sent me today after last night.
Oh, yeah, when you're a bit hungover.
Oh, that paranoia you get. It's like, oh, no, what did I do? What did I say? Rubbish. Now, here is a cracking chat-up line. This one works every time, seriously.
Hello, gorgeous. How's you? You're tired because you've been running through my mind all week. TB?
Rubbish. Alan doesn't know what TB means, does he? He doesn't.
Good morning, m'lady. Kiss, kiss. I've just been given your number by Joe at Notting Hill. He thinks I should text you. And, well, it's not normally something I'd do, but you do have a nice smile.
I think Alan is my new favourite. I think we can get him to do it more often. I think he's even better than the bloke off of Big Brother, Dear 13.
Is he, like, working in a call centre or something?
It does sound like he's in a call centre, doesn't he? He'll be called away by a supervisor in a minute.
Hey, babe, it's me from yesterday in the bar. Are you still not wearing any panties?
Oh, I hate that word! I hate that word, panties. Oh! You.
Hi, Trish. We met in the Berry the other week, and I lent £20. I want it back now.
Fair enough. I like it, the flirt divert's being used to get people's money back. I like that a lot. Now, this one's a bit of Vicky Pollard.
Hi. I know you're seeing my sister Debbie, but I don't care. We are meant to be together. She has cheated on you with Nathan anyway, so tell her about us this weekend.
I don't care anyway because... Yeah. Next.
All right. It's Chris from last night. Where did you go?
Oh, one of them.
Out the toilet window.
Out the toilet window. I just... Few seconds. I'm just going to the loo. Never come back. Like that one with the Sugar Babes.
Oh yeah.
Didn't she?
She disappeared, didn't she?
Is it Siobhan?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're on tour in Japan. Nips into the ladies. Next thing, then she's left forever. Anyway.
Hey, Ming, coming out for a big night tonight.
Right. Thank you very much.
Who was that?
I think it was Ming.
Hey, Ming, coming out for a big night tonight.
Right. Thanks very much to Alan Carr for reading out the Flirt Divert text. Let me find my favourite one again.
Which one was it?
This one.
Hey, honey bunny. Met you in Chicago's last night. I really, really like you. Even though you come from Newcastle. Big kiss.
Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.